Welcome to the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio. We've got a fast-paced hour of fishing, hunting, and conservation covering the nation and the Northwest, including 13 extra minutes of local content you'll only hear on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
It's Saturday morning, and I'm glad you're here because we're talking to Bob Loomis again with Max Luer during this hour, and he's got a couple of lakes for you to fish this summer in central BC that you're going to want to go to if you want to catch some really big rainbows along with several other trout species. We're also going to talk to Bruce Warren. He's the owner of Fishing for Fun Guide Service. He's got a smoking hot fishing report from the lower Columbia River where catch and release sturgeon fishing has been going bonkers. And better still, he's got one heck of a deal if you want to go fishing with him. Before we chat with Bob and Bruce, though, it is once again time to tell you what's hot and what's not. Brought to you by your Puget Sound area, Sportsman's Warehouse stores in Federal Way, Puyallup, Everett, and Silverdale. And if you're looking for crab rings, crab pots, and everything else you need to haul in some dungies and rock crabs this summer, Sportsman's Warehouse has got you covered. Drop by and get what you need and drop those pots where it's legal to do so because a lot of areas of the Sound are open right now. Starting off with NorthwestFisheryReports.com, Mike Schellenberger posted a great pic of a four-year-old kid who helped reel in a really nice 22-inch rainbow trout caught in the heat of the day last Friday on Potholes Reservoir. Mike was trolling off the state park and off of Medicare Beach with the popular Berkeley Flicker Shad size 7 that's been tearing up the big trout there in eastern Washington this spring and summer. Oh, and if you're looking for places to stay, in addition to Potholes State Park, there's also Mardon Resort, which offers great fishing off their extensive dock system reserved just for resort guests. Andy Walgamott with Northwest Sportsman Magazine posted an interesting piece last week about a new predator eating salmon smolt at the Lake Washington Ship Canal. That would be some of the jumbo-sized yellow perch found there. Also guilty of this charge, rock bass, a species you didn't even see in Lake Washington until recently, where they now appear to be flourishing. In case you were wondering, rock bass look like a cross between a smallmouth bass, a bluegill, and a crappie. They usually measure 6 to 10 inches long, they've got reddish eyes, and if you land one that's a pound or better, you've landed a big one. Heading down the coast, soft tides meant an improvement in Chinook angling in Tillamook Bay this week, and charter boats out of Garibaldi and Astoria all reported good to great fishing for coho salmon, which should be a real bright spot for anglers this year, not only in this part of the coast, but also off Nia Bay, and don't forget Marine Area 10, which has been kicking out very good numbers of resident coho over the past 2 weeks. In firearms news, voter-approved Initiative 1639 is now the law of the land. When it comes to buying a semi-automatic rifle, things just got a lot more complicated and a bit more expensive, too. We are talking about everything from AR-15-style rifles to semi-auto 22s you use for target shooting. You now have to be at least 21 years of age to purchase any of these firearms in Washington State, and there's a 10-day waiting period after you buy it until you can pick it up. Enhanced background checks are now in place, and you're also now required to take a firearm safety course. Several sporting goods stores and gun shops offer these in a classroom setting or online, and yes, they will cost you money to complete. Anywhere from $20 to $50, along with the $18 fee you have to pay for each semi-automatic rifle you decide to purchase from here on out as part of an application fee per weapon. Will this result in fewer people purchasing these kinds of firearms in the future in our state? I'm guessing with these extra barriers in place, it most certainly will. As for whether this new law will result in a decline in gun violence, I simply don't know. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. And with that, you're now in the know about what's hot this week in the Pacific Northwest.
That's your first local shot of the outdoors. Now let's see what's going on across the nation.
From well-known saltwater hotspots to hidden alpine lakes, learn the latest in tips, tackle, and techniques to help you catch more fish.
It's going to be a great show.
Northwest Fishing Reports, Sundays at 5 p.m. on Q13 Fox.
Ready for more local fishing and hunting? You got it. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
We're talking to Bruce Warren, the owner of Fishing for Fun Guide Service. I understand, Bruce, that the fishing on the lower Columbia for sturgeon right now, this catch-and-release fishery, is smoking hot. Tell our listeners more.
Absolutely, John. It's been wonderful. We're getting 20 to 30 fish a day to the boat. Mind you, that's not the ones we're losing or bites. That's to the boat that we release.
Oh, my gosh. So you're fishing up to four a boat, sometimes less. So that means everyone's getting, on average, four to five fish to the boat. Plus, there's probably at least that many that are getting off on top of that?
Exactly. Easily.
Oh, this sounds like a ton of fun. So what does a day look like? Are you basically meeting Astoria and heading out from there?
Well, no, John, we're fishing a little further upriver than that. We do in the Longview, Port of Kalama area, easier to get to the metropolitan area, so it's not a long drive. I live in Puyallup, and it's only a two-hour drive for me to get my boat in the water. It's absolutely phenomenal, fantastic fishing.
And what bait are you using down there?
You can use a variety of things. Obviously, fresh anchovies, sardine, herring, sand shrimp, which has been my personal favorite. Don't forget the fillet of shad or whole shad if you want to go for the big boys. A little bit of everything will work right now.
And what's the average size fish and what's a good fish looking like down there right now?
So we're catching a lot of 35s, 36s, 40s, 45s in that area. But we're also catching some bigger ones, too. Last week, we got a 7-footer, and we had another one that was just slightly over the slot limit, 4 or 5 in the slot limit. So there's a good mix of fish.
I'll tell you what, folks, reeling in 3 to 4 foot sturgeon all day with the promise of something bigger sounds like a lot of fun to me. And the best for last year is the deal you were offering. I understand $450 for the entire boat for a day of catch and release sturgeon fishing.
You bet. $450 for the day. That's up to 4 people. All the tackle and bait is provided for that. I want you to go out and have a great time. This is something that you get the kids into. You probably have gone taking them trout fishing before. Now you can take them to fish for a little bit bigger stuff. It's an absolute blast for the families.
All right. The website to go to, fishingforfunguideservice.com. That's fishingforfunguideservice.com. Give Bruce Warren a call. Get out there, reel in some sturgeon, and get some new anglers hooked on fishing. Thanks as always, Bruce.
You bet, John. Have a great day.
Backcountry hunters and anglers, the men and women working hard to keep public lands in public hands. Check us out at backcountryhunters.org.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Looking for that extra something that will get more salmon or trout into your boat? Then check out the Double D Dodger from Max Lure. The Double D does double duty and helps you catch more fish. The Double D's flash attracts lunkers, and the Dodger's patented stop-start action works wonders to get those fish biting. The Double D does even more by acting as a side planer to get your bait away from the boat where the fish are more likely to be and more apt to strike. The Double D Dodger, it's the Dodger you've got to have from Max Lure.
Don't leave yet. We've got one more local shot of fishing and hunting to wrap up the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio.
It's that time again.
Fish on.
It's time for another extended Max Minute from Max Lure. And with us is Bob Loomis again. Bob, you've been traveling quite a bit as of late. And I understand that you're going to be making a trip up to British Columbia for trout. Where are you heading?
We're going to head back up towards the Lone Butte area again, and we'll be fishing probably Deca and Sheridan and a couple of smaller lakes around there, targeting some large rainbows and kokanee.
Where is the Lone Butte area of British Columbia? Are we talking central BC, south central?
Central BC.
All right. So what kind of trout do they have in these lakes?
Predominantly rainbows, but they've got, you know, a spattering of browns. They've got brook trout. They've got bull trout. You know, they've got a number of different things up there, but we're going to target the big rainbows.
And speaking of big rainbows, I understand they tend to run a wee bit bigger north of the border than they do down here.
Well, you know, when you don't have the population working on a lot of those lakes. The fisheries are fantastic. I mean, they really are.
So what are you going to be using from the Max Lure arsenal to target these fish?
Well, predominantly we'll be using the Dodgers, adding movement to our lures. So I'll be using the Double D Dodgers and Sling Blades, along with a number of different types of products. Most of them probably double whammy, beaded type stuff, you know, things of that nature.
And the Wedding Ring Spinner?
Wedding Ring Spinner.
Of course. All right, one more time, a rundown of the lakes you're going to be fishing. You'd recommend others try too for big rainbows and more.
Deccan and Sheridan are two of the larger lakes up there that are really good rainbow lakes.
Okay, put them on your list, folks. Deca and Sheridan Lake, Central BC, big rainbows, and a whole lot more. Bob, thanks as always.
Thank you.
That's all for this week, but don't worry. We'll do it all again next Saturday morning from 7 to 8, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.